Denise is working the evening shift in the emergency room at Mercy Community Hospital, just as she does every Thursday. Kendria comes in at about 9 p.m. with bruises to her face and a deep laceration above her eye. She holds a dish towel to the wound to try and stop the bleeding. As an ER nurse, Denise has seen domestic violence-related injuries before, and she can spot it right away. Denise begins to clean the wound and recognizes Kendria from past visits. Denise asks what happened, and Kendria tells her that she tripped on her kid's toys when she was coming down the stairs. But this is the fourth time she's been to the ER this year. Last time, Kendria had to get 6 stitches in the back of her head. Kendria seems agitated. All she can talk about is trying to get out of there as fast as possible. She wants to get home and get the kids' lunches ready for school the next day. Home is the last place Denise thinks Kendria should be. She asks her questions about how things are going at home and eventually asks if her husband had anything to do with the injury. At first, Kendria is defensive. I don't know why everyone always thinks Christopher is involved. She says that even if it were true, he's had so much stress lately. He lost his job a few months ago and can't seem to get the next job lined up. Money has been incredibly tight, and it's no help that he's now home all day around the kids. They can really be a handful. She shares that he's drinking more now under all the stress. Denise asks what Christopher is like when he's drinking, and Kendria tells her that he can be a mean drunk, but never hits the kids. He is really supportive to the family when he's sober. If he can just get past this tough time and get a job, we'll be okay. By the time Denise finishes stitching up the wound, Kendria tells her that she's thought of leaving before, but how could she? She couldn't support the kids on her own, and if she left them, what if he started to hit them instead? Kendria again becomes preoccupied with getting home again. She really should make those lunches.